Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Manager of the 10-8 Tigers will go for the series split today against the Texas Rangers. He's A.J. Hinch. A.J., good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. I saw a stat. I almost didn't believe it. More than 40% of your runs this season have come eighth inning or later. Do you guys play take me out to the ballgame to start games? Like, how do you get that going earlier in contests?
Yeah, you know, we need to fix it because we need to spread it out and score off the starter. On the positive side, man, I'm pumped that we will play the full game. Our guys will fight till the end, and we're, you know, we beat a few bullpens. On the other side is the need to get into the game a little bit better and put up some better at bats early. So you can take the positive, you can take the not so positive, but at the end of the day, our guys are fighting and they're playing the whole game.
Earlier in the week, I heard the pregame interview that you had with Dan Dickerson, and you mentioned one of the things you talk about with the guys is a contact is your friend. How would you evaluate the contact? Because everybody wants to know when's the offense going to be more productive, but how would you evaluate after 18 games the contact that you're seeing from your batters?
Yeah, I mean, it's not our best yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be good. I think that's the difficult side of patience and getting into the game. And when you're talking about full seasons and things like that, you know, we're going to make better contact, harder contact, and more contact. Now, you're going to run into games where guys just have a ton of swing and miss. I mean, Joe Ryan last week came in and carved us up. We have another opportunity to face him tomorrow. Those aren't the games when the pitcher's on and dealing that I have concern about. I think it's when, maybe less than punch-out pitchers start making us swing and miss, or if we're passive early and aggressive late in chase and things like that. So it's still really early. Nobody loves the pace of the baseball season watching from afar because we want everything done now. But I have a lot of trust and faith in our guys. But clearly it's an area for improvement for us is if we want to have the season we want to have.
Patience, something that's been discussed a lot with Spencer Torkelson. Last year we saw more hard contact, and that was maybe reason to believe it was going to turn around. Not as much this season. What have you seen with Torkelson?
Well, lately I've seen some encouraging signs because he's taken some borderline pitches, which is good. He can't hit everything. And yesterday he center cut a ball left center, I think 108 off the bat. So, like, it's, you know, it, for him, and his timing is always key. It seems to be a little bit of a grind for him at the beginning of this season. But, again, like those performances that we fell in love with last season are still there. He just hasn't quite found the timing yet. So he's working. He's going to be in there most days. I may give him a day off in Minnesota, but he's a center part of our offense, and getting him going will not only alleviate the stress on the lineup, but hopefully we'll start to minimize the conversation around him. Every time he has a game, a tough game, it's pretty magnified. And every time he does something well, it seems like it gets pushed to the side. So we try to stay balanced with him and let him know he's a big part of what we're going to be.
Handling the psyche of young players can be challenging. And we saw Parker Meadows last year come in and we got really excited. We've seen what he's done in the field. And obviously yesterday he had the home run. Everybody's excited about it.
Yep.
How patient can you be? And how do you handle the psyche of a player like Parker Meadows that we all want to be successful? And nobody more than you. But how patient can you be with a player like that?
I can be patient. You know, I think you still should be excited about Parker. Like 3 for 30s and these tough stretches do not mean you should jump off board. I mean, I think ball and play should be better. We've got to get him to use his speed a little bit more, play a little bit of a smaller game, and be able to put the ball in play. Near miss homer yesterday, full swing homer right after that. You know, exceptional defense in center. So there's a lot to like. What I really want to urge with young players, or what I try to urge with young players, is like, don't ride the roller coaster. Like, just stay with your process, stay with your plan, do your preparation. And then obviously you got to be held accountable to your performance, but he brings things to the game every day to help us win, whether it's starting the game or off the bench. And that gives us the patience to let, you know, the ups and downs of the offensive side of his game to level out a little bit.
Talking to Tiger manager A.J. Hinch, Casey Mize looked good against the world champs the other day. How far along is he in your mind? Like, I don't know if he's all the way back. It's early in the season. But what are you seeing from a guy who went number one overall?
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have him up here if he wasn't back. So he's full, like, normal player. Like, he's not rehabbing. There's no governor on him. He's battling some inconsistencies with his off speed, but he's got a plus-plus fastball right now. So, but when we hand him the ball, you know, to start the game, I don't have like a governor on him, or I don't feel like I have to tiptoe with him. So he's definitely back. It's now he's trying to utilize his weapons the right way. He's missing a few bats. He's able to give us good outings, pretty much every time. I mean, even when he gave up a few hits, he's able to escape some trouble and, hold himself to a high bar. So that sort of scarlet letter of being number one overall will go with him forever. But what I know about Casey is he's going to do the work, and he gives us a chance to win every 5 days. And that in itself is why he's here with no strings attached.
For Tarek Skubal, I think all of us want to put the Superman cape on him and watch him every single time. We're all excited to see him. What have you seen from his first few starts as your ace?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty adaptable. I mean, it's real stuff. He's pretty intimidating. He's intense. You know, yesterday was probably the best all-around stuff that he's had in terms of, like, being able to adapt the game plan to mix in a little bit more spin. He still throws the changeup, which is nasty. And the fastball is really good. So part of being at the front of a rotation is the pure stuff we talk about. Part of being at the rotation is, like, being reliable to bring that best stuff into the game. And I'm seeing him grow up. He's still got some room to go. He's not, you know, he's not firing in all cylinders where he's untouchable. But like in our sport, you know, when we talk about like high end players or middle of the order bats or, you know, head leading rotations, they're not going to be perfect. And it's important that we, you know, give them the normal failure rate of everybody else and realize that they're going to fail less because of their talent.
Kerry Carpenter, we saw him hit against the lefty yesterday. I know you've talked about that being maybe more of an occurrence, arguably the best bat. What's that balancing act for you? How often could we expect to see him against lefties?
I don't know. Depends on the situation and who we have available. You know, I get asked about Carp all the time and not having him face some of the lefties. And it's not avoiding Carp with lefties as much as it's making sure Veerling and Urshela and the big bats against left-handed pitching that we hit at the top of the order, when they're on the bench, like I need to go try to win the game with the guys that we have with their strengths. And so we'll see. You know, I think Carp can earn, you know, more and more of those at bats. I also think strategically putting guys in a position to, you know, when Andy Ibañez is here, like I'm not going to leave him on the bench. Like I'm not. And I'm because Andy crushes left-handed pitching versus just, you know, potentially crush left-handed pitching. I know what I'm going to get with these right-handed bats. So it's not anti-Carp at all. It's actually a real weapon and someone that the other team is showing that they have to manage against. When they manage against him, it plays right into some of our strengths are our other players. So I don't really stress about it near as much as I get asked about it because I know Carp's going to be able – to help us when we need him, and he's on board when we have a teammate who has a strength to hit left-handed pitching.
Thursday night this coming week. You happen to have an off night, and there happens to be something else going on downtown. Are you going to enjoy some of the festivities of the draft?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, what a great time for Detroit sports fans. Obviously, the Lions were amazing. The Wings have been really good. Heartbreaker at the very end. I mean, we're getting off to a good start, and now the NFL draft comes, and there'll be a lot of eyes on Detroit that day. I know a lot of our players are looking forward to seeing what it's all about, and the NFL travels big. You know, there's stuff going on downtown. There's fences all being put up. There's going to be a ton of events and parties, and we come off the road. We don't get in until 2 in the morning, you know, Thursday morning, Wednesday night, whichever way you look at it. My family's coming into town that weekend, so hopefully they're NFL fans. We'll pop over.
Have we asked you, what do you want to see him do at 29?
You know what? I think they should stay the course with what they're doing, because the decisions they're making, I think we, you know, I kind of joke, we should learn last year when everybody questioned what everybody was doing. They did pretty well. So maybe we just let them make the decisions and us follow along. But they get a chance to augment a really good structure of a team. I love watching them play, their style of play, their leadership. I think it's, like I always say, it's a good time to be in Detroit, and that includes the Lions.
We'll put you down in the camp of let Brad cook when it comes to the 29th pick. I did want to ask you about Baez. He spoke about booing this week and about what's fair, what's disrespectful. You've been around the game. Tenuous relationship with fans. Where do you stand on booing and Baez and how he handles it?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I can see it on both sides, and I'm not trying to straddle the fence, but I've been on the end of a lot of things. Like, I think the booing part and the frustration and the grumbling, like, that's all part of sport, right? Like, everybody gets frustrated and you hear the grumbles and things like that. That's the booing that you hear in the big macro view. The other things that are said, like, it'd be amazing. You can't even put on your show some of the things that are shouted at us and at people, visiting ballparks, home ballpark, whatever. And I think that's what Javi's talking about is the fairness of attacking the player versus attacking the person. And I like players to speak their mind. I also understand fans pay for a ticket and they want to voice their displeasure just as much as they want to voice their pleasure. So I try to focus on, like, hey, let's play as well as we can, and we'll avoid some of these confrontations. But support's always better than the angry frustration, but you kind of got to earn it. And I understand, you know, both perspectives. We want to make Comerica the most difficult place to play for the opponent. The better we play, the better that'll be.
Good perspective. AJ Hinch, will catch up as the season rolls on, all right?
You got it. Take care.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch. It's 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Javi Baez, clutch RBI? Okay, then. Tied it up. Tigers would lose 5-4. They get a chance to split with Texas today, 110-97-1. We got a little bit of time here before Heather's news. And I want to play some audio from, and I know, guys, I'm going to say the name and you're going to groan. I want to play some audio, Ducks for Cover, from Stan Van Gundy.
Who?
And I know what you're thinking. Who the hell cares what he thinks? He was on Restore the Floor with Stoney and Evan Jenkins. And he was asked about a lot of different things. But what I took out of it was his thoughts on the current Pistons team. Now, I know you're going, he drafted Henry Ellenson. Do I care what he has to think? what he has to say. He's the guy that was responsible for Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's wrong in his assessment. So this is a guy who's coached in the league, who's been part of a front office in the league. Stan Van Gundy, some of his thoughts on the current state of the Pistons. Let's start with Cade Cunningham. The idea of trading him. So says Cade, not sure if he's a superstar, the element of luck, but they do have Cade. And he said, you know, at the beginning there, he would not trade Cade. What about the support around Cunningham? Here's Van Gundy's assessment. You agree?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to disagree because, and I think maybe a little bit more highly of Durin, but if you're looking at a guy that's not a, he's not going to be a prolific scorer. Yeah, he's a great rebounder. It could a little improved defense. I think he is a guy along with Cade that you can build with and get those two or three other guys, one or two other guys like he's talking about that are, you know, one, you need a superstar.
Yeah. And you have to give to get. I don't think Durin is a guy who's untouchable by any means.
No, because that's not what I mean when I say that.
And I know you weren't saying it, but just to echo what Van Gundy said, you're not building around back to the basket centers. Durin's not a guy who's attacking off the dribble. He's not shooting. Yes, he can rebound. So did Andre Drummond. My point is, this is not a player you can't include in a trade if you're shaking things up this offseason. Same with Ivy. Same with Thompson. Everybody's on the table. I mean, Cade's the only guy you'd be building around. Everybody else, to Van Gundy's point, they're not a two or a three on an NBA championship caliber team.
No, the question is, how many of those fourth or fifth line rotational pieces are you looking at to have to package to get one to go along with Cade, let alone two?
So the big three in the NBA is the way you build a team, right? Mm-hmm. Traditionally, and your ones and twos and threes are all different type of players. We all agree Cade's a two, right?
Yeah.
At this point, yes.
He might end up sealing a low one. I know I was big on him. He's not going to achieve what I thought he potentially could. But, okay, like, real quick. So when a franchise building block becomes available, it's pretty rare in the NBA. One is going to become available this summer, maybe, in Trae Young. I'm not saying it's the answer. I'm simply asking a question. Would you go there?
Probably not. I mean, it's shooting, but it's another guard.
Ivy,
former All-Star. You throw them all in.
I don't know. I'd have to.
I mean, we get into the beggars can't be choosers category, right? Of, okay, yeah, Trae Young's not perfect, but you're not getting a perfect player. I don't know. I haven't put too much thought into it.
It goes to what it's going to cost to get him as well. And obviously, you're not giving any capital. If he's a free agent, you're gonna go out there and you're gonna give him a max contract. And I don't know that that's somebody I want to give a max to.
Yeah, 25 points per game.
He's an all-star.
All-star.
Yeah.
Shooter.
You have your clear
shooter.
One and two.
Yep.
In the backcourt.
I'm not gonna say no.
Yeah. The only other thing that I've heard is that he is not easy to play with. Not an easy guy to be around.
Ball hog?
No, it's just, I think it's his
demeanor.
Demeanor, his mentality, the way he, you know,
and is he gonna defend?
Acts with his teammates. Yeah.
Is he gonna defend the perimeter? Because we're gonna do this old lady to the basket again. I see what you're doing. You're stirring the pot. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This is pretty cool. Campus Martius has been named the number one best public space in the nation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. Again, this comes from USA Today. They've been just naming a ton of great places in Detroit.
Detroit and Michigan.
Yeah, for sure. And this is on their 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. So Campus Martius, according to Reader's, serves as Detroit's gathering place where locals and visitors alike can come to take in the skyline views. People watch around the Woodward Fountain, grab a meal from a food truck, or go ice skating in the winter. And then in the summer, you can, you know, take in a movie, listen to live music, or play in the sand. So pretty cool. Readers voted on a list of 20 public spaces, and Campus Martius came in at number one.
We'll get a chance to show it off next week.
Yes, we will, which is going to be awesome. And there were other winners in Detroit as well. We got the best museum in the Detroit Science Center, the best art museum as well in the DIA, and then the best brewery tours with Bell's Brewery. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys, a teen was killed and two other drivers were injured when he crossed the center line of a Macomb County road and then crashed into an SUV and a pickup truck. So the crash happened Tuesday morning near Grosbeck Highway and Macomb Industrial Drive. An 18-year-old was driving north on Grosbeck when another driver merged into a center lane to turn onto North Avenue. Well, the teen crossed the center lane, crashed right into that turning vehicle, and then from there kind of careened into oncoming traffic and hit a pickup truck. The teen died from his injuries, and both other drivers were treated and then released from the hospital. Police do not believe drugs or alcohol were involved. Ford is recalling more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick vehicles due to a battery detection issue that can result in loss of drive power. So the problem can cause sudden stalling or inability to restart, and then also the use of other electronic capabilities like your hazard lights. So the good news is that dealers are going to fix this problem at no cost. If you do have a vehicle that is impacted by this, you're going to be receiving a notification letter. Those are going to start to be mailed out on May 13th. So,
the Ford Bronco, that's the car that the Lions are going to use to base their uniform.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find that out tonight.
Yeah. Just hope they don't have to recall the jerseys.
Well, they're they're not going to probably be made like Major League Baseball uniforms, which have been an epic failure.
Disaster.
See-through ones and those,
tear-free.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, a sword fight broke out at a northern Michigan campsite after two men got into an argument over subpar sushi.
I love this story. This is a great story.
So the police say this incident happened Monday night, 9 p.m. At the Pines, and this is near Grand Traverse Commons, and it's an area where a lot of homeless people do live and camp out there. But police say that the victim, a 27-year-old man from Traverse City, brought back some food to share with everyone.
What a guy. Great.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Everyone was excited except for the suspect because he got upset because he didn't like the food, and he told police that it was subpar sushi. So got into a fight and then began swinging a machete or possibly a hatchet around at the victim. Well, the victim was able to grab a shovel and then they engaged
in the sword
fight.
Yes.
It sounds like, you know, no big injuries were reported, which is great. But at some point,
what happened after that?
If you continued on with the story, another person decided to get involved. And instead of picking up a weapon, they picked up poop.
I know.
And then threw it at the victim.
Unbelievable. This story.
Goodness.
I'm reading this story and it just keeps getting better.
Well, it's
I'm
funny
like,
because
okay, well, you're going to complain about sushi when you're homeless and then you get into a sword fight and then it leads to
a poop fight.
A poop fight. Yeah.
So, I printed this story and it ended with the two men engaged in a sword fight right there. That's all it printed. I was like, well, there must be a conclusion. And then when I clicked it, I was like, there was poop involved. But anyway, there was a conclusion. The suspect was arrested. So he hasn't gotten away with his sword fighting crime.
Did the poop thrower face any charges?
No, he didn't.
Wow.
I mean, he was trying to break up the fight by maybe if I just throw poop, it will all just kind of.
What is going through your mind in that moment?
The other question is, like, did they run into the outhouse?
I have no
idea. And grab a handful?
I'm guessing it was right there for the taking. Like
there's
that it was
so
like,
poop.
And now it just said feces. It could have been dog poop. In my head, it was human poop.
But
it could have been dog. Time Magazine has released their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world for 2024. You can look at the whole list online. Some names you might know: Dua Lipa, Michael J. Fox, Mark Cuban, Patrick Mahomes, America Ferrera. There is also going to be a Time 100 TV special that's going to air on May 12th on ABC.
Cool.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, Team Heather, Team John. Oh, I can't wait for this. It's 97.1. Got your pick for the best dealership in town. We're talking Moran Chevrolet, of course. You can get a 2024 Blazer, the A-lister of SUVs, for $286 a month. 24-month lease, $999 down, and Moran has shipments arriving daily. They're going to have the vehicle you're looking for. MoranExpress.com, Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Search inventory, and you make your pick at MoranExpress.com, or you stop by in-store on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Dan Dickerson sums it up. The play again today at 110. Ticket texters. Tough week for Cookies. Had to explain his own joke and give himself a womp womp multiple times. It's okay, buddy. It's almost Friday. Gilly at work. Another one says Costa has terrible jokes. Sorry, man. I tried to make a uniform joke. We'll talk Lions uniforms in the 9 o'clock hour. Did not land. It's almost Friday.
You also pay $50 for a haircut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is, plenty of people said they do as well.
Mm.
That's including a tip.
Yes,
it's not that ridiculous.
We did have some elitists on the call in and talk about their pricey haircuts.
Speaking of elitists, we'll get to this neighborhood situation. I loved how you brought this up. John says, I don't want any part of it. John, you were included via email into a neighborhood group.
Yes. And I don't know if there's anybody that's a part of this. There's a lot of different websites, apps that people use, as I've learned, in neighborhoods. Some of them have their own design in regards to like some homeowners association. We don't have a homeowners association in my neighborhood. And so this one says Nextdoor is the name of the place or the company. Is the neighborhood hub for trusted connections and the exchange of helpful information, goods, and services.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't want any part of it. None. Zero.
John, don't tread on me. Jansen is like, I do not need any of this.
And so my interaction, we've talked about this before, of apps that communicate. And I'm not talking about texting, you know, us back and forth, but just whether it's sports or it's any organization where you have people that are trying to communicate, there's inevitably going to be not just one, two, or three. There's going to be a lot of people that over-communicate. I don't need that in my life. I don't need the over-communication, and I don't need the drama. I also don't want to open up the opportunity for you to have an opinion on what I'm doing at my house, whether where I park my truck, where I have the boat, what I'm doing with the kids. Like, I don't want to open up that door, whether it's next door or two doors down. No, I don't want your opinion.
Knowing you, I thought this was hilarious that you would get looped into this and be getting notifications. Yeah. And I could see like steam coming out of your ears. But then we have gated community HOA, Heather Park.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do have an HOA. There's no gates. I love it. I love being a part. We don't have the Nextdoor app or whatever exactly the group you're talking about. We just have a Facebook group for our community or our subdivision. And I love it. I think you're overthinking things. Like, I think you're taking it to extremes. I don't think you're going to be notified all the time. I don't think people are going to be writing messages about your car parked. What I love it for is just the advice. Hey, I need a new exterior painter. Has anybody used one? Or we need to get something done at our house. Does anyone else need to? Because maybe we could get a discount if we have five houses that need new windows. Or it's good for, hey, I saw, you know, something suspicious took place. I caught it on my camera. Everyone beware. Or, hey, there was coyotes in the backyard. Watch your little dogs. It's kind of just a helpful place to kind of keep everyone aware of what's going on in the neighborhood. And people don't post on it all the time. It's just once in a while. And guess what? I don't have to look at it.
Right, but then...
And neither do you.
No, I know. But the problem is, if I'm not going to look at it, then why sign up for it? Why even be a part of it? And if...
Well, because you can look at it once in a while when you want to.
But then I have to sift through all of the nonsense. Because there's inevitably going to be nonsense. And people, you know, did you see what was going on in their yard? Did you see what was going on at their house?
Have you looked at it yet?
No, I'm not going to. I don't want any part of it. This was an invitation, and it says accept your invitation. If it would say deny, so I would stop getting these emails, I would hit deny.
Because I think some of it could also just be pure entertainment. It's interesting.
There's like enough entertainment going on in and around the Jansen family.
I, again,
don't need to complicate matters.
This is so funny to me. I wonder if people have like a strong opinion on this. If you're someone who actively is in your little neighborhood app or Facebook page, or if you have horror stories, because I could see where it does get petty. Somebody left their dog poop on our lawn.
We do get that. We get that through email through our HOA. Clean up after your dogs. You're leaving your poop bags on random people's curbs.
Leave their poop bags?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So they're bagging it, but they're not carrying it with them. Well, we get that through our HOA. Maybe that's why we're not getting everything on our page.
Yeah.
Because that's already taken care of through something else. Well, you don't have one. Well, how would you feel about one?
So I'm very happy to not be in an HOA. I don't want to be in an HOA. I don't need...
Yeah, but this is... I'm not in an HOA.
But this is separate. I guess a
neighborhood group place.
So there was... I think when we first moved in, I don't know how you even... Someone finds your email or how you get on one of these.
If you want to find somebody's email, you could find
it. But why someone like knew that we had moved in and sent it... Anyway, same thing. I got one. I think I still have the app on my phone. I've never used it.
The Nextdoor app?
Yeah. I don't know if it's one of those. I don't know if it's Nextdoor or... I don't know. I think it's the green one with the N on it. I'm not sure. But...
Sounds like Nextdoor.
Could be Nextdoor. But there's a bunch of these, is my point. 248-539-9797. Like, is it actually helpful? Is it a place for people to passive aggressively complain about their neighbors? Because it kind of feels like more of the other one.
I think maybe the apps are more like that. Like the app you're describing is where people could go and kind of say, like, somebody keeps parking on the curb, John. Like, right. Kind of that, where the group I'm in is not like that at all. And it's super helpful to kind of be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah, if I felt like it was going to be just straight help, that's fine. But I don't also want to, okay, become a part of it. And then somebody sends you a message and you never reply. And then they're like, you know, why didn't you reply to my message? Well, I don't look. Again, I don't want to be a part of something that I'm not going to utilize, because it just sets me up for ignoring everybody in the neighborhood. I'd rather do that just straight up out front.
Well, isn't it just better to have maybe the phone number of a couple neighbors in case something happens, and that's it, right? You're out of town, or a package shows up, or that's all you need. I don't need the whole neighborhood to be in on the discussion. Right?
Really?
I'm not in an HOA. I mean, I got the cell phone number of, you know, neighbors on either side. That's all we need.
Hmm. I think the HOA has absolutely zero to do with this, other than it actually maybe makes them a little more annoying because the HOA updates or policies, fees, and
yep.
A little more traffic. But I think, like, if it's not an HOA, the benefits definitely are there, John. Like, you know, we align on this whole app and being bothered.
Oh, sure.
We have families that we're constantly busy, and I don't need my phone being lit up. I do think there are some really good pros to this. And, you know, one I saw once was Ring Bell, or the Ring camera.
Yeah, we have those. Yep.
They posted the video and to see if, you know, porch pirates, if anybody recognized them, they got caught because of that. You know, there are pros. I think the cons outweigh probably. Somebody in your house should probably be on this.
Why?
Teddy. Nailed it. You got it.
Yeah, but what are you missing out on? Like emergency stuff?
Information, things that go on in the neighborhood.
I agree. I love it.
There's many things that you don't need to know about that you're going to know about. But there are some things that I think you'd find.
I'm wondering if I'm going to have to sift through all of the nonsense to get to the one or two bits of pieces of information that may or may not be useful to me.
Take a look at it every couple days, you know?
It seems like a lot of work.
I don't use Facebook like for tons of things in life, but yeah. I do have an account, so I can do some things here. And also, you know, I check some things with our little league. I don't look at it every day. I look at it like every 3-4 days.
We got people on hold. We got ticket text pouring in. 248-539-9797. These next door neighborhood apps, Facebook pages, mm-hmm. In Heather's cases. Where do you stand? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you. They're going to sit down with you, ask you questions. And then whatever it is that you tell them, they're going to build a financial plan that fits your situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. And they volunteer and donate on a regular basis to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, I just opened and re-downloaded one of these apps.
Yeah.
I was wondering if anyone would be available to drive me to my colonoscopy next Tuesday. Another person, these cars racing up and down Woodward, blah, blah, blah. A lot of complaining and requesting and asking things of others.
I get that then, John, that maybe I'm wrong about those apps, because our Facebook page is not like that at all. It's sporadic that people post on it just looking for some help or advice or warning somebody about something weird going on.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't want to be bombarded with all the time either.
This person's complaining about road construction. Like, why do I want this?
That's the thing is... If there were something that was useful about it, and I could streamline the process and cut out, like, if there is a community notification versus a conversation, whatever those would be labeled at in the app, I would investigate further. I just feel like it's all the conversation, and I don't want to have to sort through all of the nonsense to find one bit of information.
I want to start a little fruit and vegetable garden. Does anybody have any recommendations? Does anyone know where I can get a custom piece of glass cut? Looking for a piece about 65 by 20.
Are those just your literal neighbors? Is it like the surrounding Royal Oak area?
Like, it's not my direct neighbors. So you're in like a Facebook page.
That's literally just my subdivision.
Right.
It doesn't include anybody outside of the subdivision.
I don't know any of these people that I just logged in and now am getting requests and messages and posts about.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. And here's the other thing is I take our dog for a walk. I take Teddy for walks. The kids and I walk to the ballpark all the time. And when there are people out, I do talk to my neighbors.
Right.
I prefer the face-to-face interaction and getting to know them that way. And then I've had other neighbors that knock on the door. Hey, we had this happen in the neighborhood. All right. Fine. That's great. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know.
I'm not saying be antisocial.
No.
You say hi to your neighbors. You got their cell phones. If you need something, you ask for something. That's fine. Be neighborly. Yep. I thought this was so funny when you brought up that you got invited into one of these.
Oh, yeah.
And then Heather's reaction of like, they're great. Now, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same,
and I'm glad that your
mine.
Neighborhood is responsible with how they use that access.
Some ticket text, but first we go to the phones. Let's go to Andy in Fowlerville. Andy, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hi, how are you guys? Yeah, my wife actually works for a company that manages HOAs, and she's got 10 or 11 of them around southeastern Michigan, all the way down in Monroe, all the way to Rochester Hills. And there are subdivisions that look like normal homes that are just detached condominiums. And people get the bylaws when they move in. They agree to this. They have board meetings. And literally, they will call and do something that's a violation. And my wife, one of her jobs is to do a drive-through once a week and then write up the violations and send them a violation. And people will flat out tell her, well, that doesn't pertain to me. And I just can't see being governed like that. I mean, I live in Fowlerville, but they have all kinds of rules. I mean, it's literally if they made a paperback book out of it, it would be, 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
They seem very complicated and very intrusive.
I'm like, John, I would not want somebody telling me. I don't want a car on blocks in somebody's front yard, but then again, I don't care if they got their boat in their driveway.
Right.
Yeah. So
I agree.
Anyway, you guys have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it, Andy. Yeah. Some ticket texts are lucky I'm not in any of these, but the stories I've heard are legendary. Like a neighbor throwing a fit about a bench on a front patio being an inch too tall. If you have some of these stories, we would love to collect them, phones and ticket texts.
People, if you're, this is why when we were looking to move to a new home, that we wanted to make sure we did not move into a community or into a subdivision that had an HOA.
Really? See,
I did not want any part of that.
I don't mind the HOA.
So,
well, the people have mentioned that as well. Heather loves being in a homeowners association and engaging on their app. Look at my surprised face.
I mean, I don't know. The entrance always looks good. Everything's
That's
in
great.
Shape, and I don't have any. But I'm not violating any of the bylaws, so it doesn't bother me. I'm not trying to build a shed or put a fence
or
park a car that doesn't run in my driveway.
Are, but you just don't have that, that peeper that is looking at everyone's house going, who could I possibly say is doing something wrong?
You don't have a Karen in the neighborhood?
I'm sure there's one somewhere.
Oh, you're going to take down that tree?
Or maybe...
Oh, wait. You can't do that. It's against our HOA. You have to go through and we have to vote on that.
I don't know. We have very little bylaws, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We don't have any issues.
If you don't know who the Karen is, it might be...
Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Oh, stop.
I didn't say it.
I never complained about anything in our neighborhood.
Red in Detroit, good morning.
Oh, how's it going on, everybody?
Good.
So it's so funny. Like my wife, she's on the Nextdoor app.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Heather said, it's basically what she said. And you got some complaints here and there. I think it's not trying to be sexist. Uh-huh. I think it's a female thing. Like females like it. Like, John, if you want your wife to have it, like she'd probably love it too. Like, I don't be on there. I don't be on the app. Only time I go on there is my wife telling me, like, a funny, hilarious story or something like that of a neighbor complaining about something ridiculous. So, but it's your preference. I think it's a preference for a female, though. And I think also it is kind of helpful because when we was trying to redo our pavement for asphalt, we got the whole, like, we got like 10 houses together, and it got a discount on it. So that's the good part about it. So I think that, John, if y'all like it, just give it to your wife. She'll love it probably.
Yeah.
Daughters. They might like it.
Oh, I don't want
to. Yeah. All right. Have a good morning, y'all.
Thanks. You too.
Hey, thanks, Red. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, there's no chance I let them on it.
Why?
I limit their social media anyway, which is already, you know,
which I
bad
appreciate.
Dad.
I think it's a good thing that you
as
do
adults,
that.
We
I think
do
that's,
that, yeah. But this should. Is just this another. This would just be another avenue for somebody that I don't want talking to my kids. It's just
well, they don't
it opens
have to
up
post
that door.
On it. They can just update
Lurk.
You. Yeah, they can go through and read some of those and let you know the good ones and bad ones. Yeah.
Heather, some people have your back. From a business standpoint, we do house painting in nicer suburbs, and we get a lot of business from people referring to us from the app.
Yes, we've gotten a lot of referrals from people on our group.
It says 40% of our business comes from referrals, some of which comes from the app. Subdivision Facebook pages are good. We need to borrow that one tool that you use once in your life and a neighbor close by has one. Nick and Canton.
Yes.
Heather's exactly right. There's a lot of helpful stuff when you do it. Some more pushback. Finally, Jim will see what people think of his catio. It's a neighborhood eyesore.
We just lost Heather. Coughing fit ensuing.
This is great. She's out.
Back.
You have 99 plus notifications. Hey, jerk.
Yeah, that's the one thing. And I know that, I mean, I can manage the notifications. Don't have to have those turned on. But if I'm not going to look at it or if I've got to sift through all of that stuff. And again, I just don't want to open the door for somebody to feel like they can voice an opinion on what might be going on my little slice
now
of this world.
I had said that somebody in your house, I really do think it'd be beneficial, and you joked it off as Teddy. You know, one of the underlying things here is when we talked about this off the air the other day, was I said, well, why not Lisa, your wife? And you said she's less likely to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You married right.
Oh, yeah. She likes drama even less than I do. She's absolutely no nonsense, and she may do it for the comedy factor and just, oh, I can't believe somebody said this. I can't believe they asked us about this. Like that to me would be something that would be very comedic.
Texter says, I think I'm like Jansen, allergic to the general public, Mike in Sterling Heights. No, thank you. We've got texts coming in. We got phones to get to right after the update.
Did you have to get a permit to build the catio?
No.
No? Okay.
If I needed to, I didn't.
From his wife, maybe.
Hey, we don't need to hear from you, Falar.
Hey, it's my time, baby.
We'll get to Falar.
Top
we'll
of the hour.
Who's that voice?
Who's this guy? We'll get to Falar some Lions jerseys, too. But yes, neighborhood apps. Do you need them? Are they good? Are they stupid? It's 97.1.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.